Mort.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Beth.
Okay.
I have a question about, well, really it's a logistical question, I suppose. I'm thinking about whether or not I should move, whether or not I should leave my home and my job and look for a new one so that I can be closer to my husband, who left almost a year ago and doesn't show any signs of coming back.
Okay, well,
what do you think?
This is of course not career advice. I don't know anything about the job, and I don't know anything about the logistics of your life and your kids in schools. And there's certainly, you know, to pick up and get a new job and go to a new place, there's certainly a lot of considerations. But from a marital point of view, it's a very easy question to answer. The closer you are, the better chance you'll have of connecting. From a marital point of view, you should move, be as close to your husband as you can, and that will give you the greatest likelihood of reconciling your marriage. And of course, even though I said there's lots of other considerations, while I don't know the details of your situation, generally speaking, the vast majority of times when I'm advising people based on this question, and I do get the opportunity to see the other considerations, it's almost always obvious to me, and I try to make it obvious to them, that although there are lots of inconveniences and lots of other considerations, none of them weigh as heavily as the possibility of reconciling your marriage. And usually, not always, but in the vast majority of the cases, in instances like this, I recommend that, yes, they bear those inconveniences, that they make those compromises in terms of the kid's schooling or the career, and move.